Had for this church and what I learned at this church as a young boy, as a young kid, as a young child, the examples that were set before me at this church, Sunday school teachers that taught me the Word of God at this church, the preachers and the pastors that led me and preached to me at this church, and the instruction that I got at this church, amen, even the discipline that I received at this church. Help me to be where I'm at today. And I'm so glad for that. And there's one thing we don't need. I'm like the brother right there talked about. One thing we need to keep forever going in our churches, amen, is that Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Teach the Word of God. Share the Word of God. And I'm glad, thank God. Sometimes, I like the other brother also said, and I'm same way. Sometimes the Lord may let me know maybe the morning of. Sometimes He may not let me know like in the pulpit. But I'm glad, thank God, that He knows what needs to be preached. And I'm glad sometimes we ain't careful. We'll program the work of the Spirit plumb out of the church. And that's something we need never not do. Always need to be open to the Holy Ghost of God. Always need to be open to obeying what the Holy Spirit would have us to do. I like what Brother Perry made mention several years ago, and I like what he said. He said, I don't know how to conduct a service, but the Holy Ghost does. Yeah. I like that. I don't know, I'm saying what, I don't know how to conduct a church service, but I'm glad the Holy Spirit does. And if we'll just follow, the Bible said that He would guide us into all truth. If we'll do that, then everything will be all right. Amen. Good to be here. Turn your Bibles, amen, tonight to the book of Ruth. Book of Ruth, if you'll turn your Bibles there. Amen. Many here, those of us, I appreciate those from our church that have been faithful in coming and supporting us, coming this way. And they'll tell you this is a book that I love to preach from. I love when God directs me in this direction. And He's done that tonight. He's confirmed it by the many things that's been said. He's confirmed it by all the testimonies that's been given tonight. And amen, talking about redemption. And I'm glad that we have been redeemed. Like the song a while ago, thank God I'm glad for the day that the Lord saved my soul. Redeemed me, amen, from my bondage. And I was lost and undone. And thank God He saved me. Book of Ruth, chapter number 4. We're going to read about 12 verses and bring to you the thoughts that the Lord have to bring to us today. Bible says in Ruth, chapter 4, beginning verse number 1. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sent him down there. Behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, the omen that is come again out of the country of Moab, self a parcel of land, which was their brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people, if thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee. And I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Excuse me. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem now my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things that man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this is a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe, and Boaz said to the elders, to all the people, Your witnesses this day, that I bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, the Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. Lord, make the woman that is come into thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your power, and your grace. Help us under your anointing power, God, to proclaim the truth of this text in a way that hearts might be touched. Father, that even one here today lost and undone, one here today, God, backslidden on thee, not where they need to be in their walk, in their relationship with thee. May this be the night. May this be the moment. May this be the time you convict their heart. Help them to realize their need of a Savior, their need of getting back into that walk with you. Lord, I pray. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your power, your grace. If we ask in thy name, we pray. Amen and amen. We see here in this little old book what a special book this is. Just four chapters. But if there's ever a book that's full of the blessings and the things that God wants us to see, amen, and children today, amen, right here it is. If you look in the book of Ruth, you'll see a lot of types and a lot of figures, a lot of pictures. Amen. A lot of folk makes a statement sometimes, preacher, I don't like to read or spend much time in the Old Testament because we're living in New Testament times. Can I say today, we may not be living under the law, but I want you to understand one thing. I love looking to the Old Testament. Why? Because of the Old Testament that looks to the New Testament. If you look with that respect, when you begin to study the Old Testament with that in mind, you'll always see, even over in the book of Leviticus, hey, when you read about all the sacrifice and all the blood and the lambs, how that were slain, points to Jesus. Amen. All that you see in the Old Testament is pointing toward the New Testament, pointing to what's to come. So we see this in the book of Ruth. I want you to notice here in chapter number 4, everybody knows the story of Ruth. How that, amen, there was one by the name of Elimelech, who lived in Bethlehem, Judah, had a wife and two sons, and the Bible said it was a famine in the land. He took his family and went down to Moab. The Bible said he sojourned there. Amen. In the process of that time he was there, the Bible said that Elimelech died. Amen. Mahlon and Chilion, his two sons, married daughters, which according to Jewish law was forbidden. Married daughters of a heathen nation. Amen. It wasn't long after that they too died. And we find out that, amen, Naomi was left there after 10 years. Having she heard that the Lord had visited his people one more time. She heard that God was moving back home. So she made the decision, having to go back, amen, to Bethlehem, Judah. The Bible said that her two daughters-in-law wanted to come with her. Amen, Orpah and Ruth Bowe. But the Bible said that, amen, Naomi said, you need to go back to your brethren. There's nothing there for you. According to Jewish customs, amen, they weren't looking much of a life or much hope if they went to Bethlehem, Judah, because they were with them, had no husband, had no hope, amen, because they were heathen, come from a heathen nation, people looked down on them. The Bible said that Orpah stayed back. But I like what Ruth did. The Bible said, she said, no, I'm going with you. Oh, we see also in those two pictures, we see, amen, Naomi, the picture of that backslidden Christian, that one that got away from God, but made a decision to get back to her in that relationship with God. And we see in Orpah, one that's almost persuaded, but yet did not get saved. And we see Ruth, that one, amen, a sinner that made that decision to trust in God. Amen. And I'm so glad for that. But we find out, amen, and amen, Ruth went back with Naomi, and amen, to make ends meet, she went out to the field, began to glean. That's when she caught the eyes of one called Boaz. Amen, if you'll look, you'll find out that Boaz is a type of Christ. Amen. Then we find out that then all this time, he began to fall in love with her and seen her and began to, amen, reach out to her. Amen, Ruth could understand how somebody like Boaz, amen, could look at her the way he did. Amen, that's the same way it is with you and I. I can't understand, Brother Perry, how God could take notice of some a no good for nothing creature like me. Oh, but thank God he did. Then we find out here in chapter 4, amen, after they'd done Naomi, everybody knows how Ruth, amen, Ruth went down at the night and laid down at the feet of Boaz, showing her willingness to submit herself unto Boaz, show her intentions. Amen, it was there. Amen, Boaz made that decision. She's going to be my wife. But it was a custom under Jewish customs. Amen, they had to be redeemed. There was a custom of redemption. There were three things that a kinsman redeemer could do. Amen. He could, amen, redeem a realty that was sold into slavery. One that had been sold as a slave. He could also redeem one that was of the lineage of a family by marrying the wife of the deceased relative and providing an heir or family possession to that individual, which was what was going on in this passage of Scripture. But we find out that, amen, Boaz said, I want to redeem her. I want to buy her back. But there was a problem in that story. If you look in chapter 4, we read, you'll find out there was a kinsman redeemer, a little bit closer kin than he was. So he went to him in this chapter we read, called the elders of the city together and said, listen, I want you to redeem, amen, Naomi and all that she belongs. This dear kinsman redeemer said, I'll do that. But then Boaz said this. He said, I want you to understand, though, amen, when you redeem what belongs to Naomi, you also got to redeem, amen, Ruth. You've got to marry her. Amen. That one said, no, sir, I cannot do that. I'll mar my own inheritance. I like what Boaz said. He said, I'll take care of it. He said, let's just go make a covenant. Amen. And the custom was, as the Bible tells us, amen, that one would take off his shoe, amen, and give it to the one that could redeem it. The giving of a shoe simply mean, I can't do it. So here, you do it. I'm glad, thank God. Listen, you can look at that near Dinsman Rekimer that was closer than Boaz, made it the top of the law. Oh, the law could not do it. Oh, but I'm glad Jesus could. I'm glad he did what the law could not do. Oh, I'm so glad that he became our near kinsman redeemer. I want to preach upon that thought tonight. Amen. Redeemed by grace. Redeemed by grace. Boy, I'm glad it's by the grace of God and that alone that you and I could stand. Amen. I like what John Newton said. He said about the grace of God. He said, when I get to heaven, I shall see three wonders there. He said, the first wonder will be to see folks, amen, that I did not think would get there. The second wonder would be not to see folks that I thought would make it. But he said, the third and greatest wonder of all will be to find myself there. Thank God, I'm glad that's it. Oh, the greatest wonder of all. When I get to heaven, amen, just like the song my son says, thank God, I've made it by grace. I don't deserve heaven. I don't deserve what my Lord did for me. But thank God, he loved me. Thank God, he gave himself for me. Thank God, he redeemed me by his blood. Been redeemed by grace. Look at a few things right quick like. First of all, I want to look at that picture of redeeming grace. In the book of Ruth, we see one of the most blessed and beautiful pictures of the grace of God. Of like the little saying, a song, that amazing grace. It was the grace of God that provided everything to be done that only he could do. Nothing that we could do for herself, nothing that Ruth could do for herself, nothing that Naomi could do for herself, but it was by the grace, amen, of Boaz that allowed everything to develop, let it come to the point that it did in Ruth chapter number 4. It was the grace, amen, of one called Boaz, amen, the colt that seen Ruth out there in the field gleaning. He caught his eyes. Oh, hey man, when she looked up at Boaz, she said, I can't understand how you would even look at somebody like me. So she was a heathen, come from a heathen land. Oh, but I'm glad that Boaz took notice of her. I'm glad in the midst of my sin, the Lord took notice of me. I want you to notice a picture of redeeming grace. First of all, I want you to notice the timing of this wonderful picture. Amen. If you look, you'll find out that the book of Ruth, amen, is located, amen, between the book of Judges and the book of 1 Samuel. If you look at the book of Judges, you'll find out that it was a time of God's people that had turned their back on God. Amen. The last verse of the book of Judges sums it all up. It said this, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now, that was what was going on there in the land of Israel. A land that once followed God. A land, amen, a people that God had redeemed. Amen, out of Egypt. Amen, led them through the wilderness. Led them into the Canaan land. But yet they turned their back on God. Amen, did what they wanted to do. Did what was right in their own eyes. It was a time, amen, of gloom in the land of Israel. Yeah. We'll find out in the book of 1 Samuel. Amen. When God began to raise up the spiritual reformation of his people, he called the prophet Samuel. Amen. How he began to restore that spiritual worship. How restored Israel back to where they need to be spiritually. But in the midst of the gloom. Amen. And the glory. Our gloom and the glory. There was a little book called Ruth. Amen. Four chapters of preacher. What was that? It's grace. Can I say before you and I could get from gloom to glory, it took grace. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Heaven, there's no way. Amen. We can make it to the glory of the state that we are now without the grace of God. I was lost and undone. But the grace of God, amen, put me into his glory. I'm glad. That's what God can do for us. It's called grace. Grace is not something you deserve. Grace is not something you can merit. Grace is not something you can earn. Grace is given by the wonderful love and goodness of the Holy God. But not only did we see the timing. Amen. It was a time that, amen, they needed a touch from God. I want you to notice also that, amen, if you look and you'll count, amen, from Genesis up to the book of Ruth, you'll find out that Ruth is the 8th chapter. Amen. In the Old Testament. And that word, or that number 8 in the Bible simply means a new beginning. It was a new beginning, amen, for what was going fixed to happen. It was a new beginning, amen, for Naomi, one that had, amen, walked away from the grace of the goodness of God. One that got away from where she knows she needed to be. Oh, yet God in his grace and mercy allowed her to get back home. Allowed her to go back, amen, to where, amen, she should have been all alone. You see, it's that grace. I'm glad today, many times in my life, I found myself in a place where I didn't need to be. But I'm glad the grace of God, amen, his mercy allowed me to get back to where I needed to be. Amen, touched my heart, made me realize I needed Jesus. Amen, it was the timing. Amen, we see not only the time in this wonderful picture, but we see the truth. The Bible tells in John chapter 1, verse 14, and verse number 17, the Word of God said this, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But I like what he said in 15, 16, 17. John bare witness of him in Christ, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that come after me is preferred before me. For he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I'm glad the truth of this picture, it's because of Jesus. It's because of him. I'm glad, thank God, had it not been for the grace of God. Amen. Had it not been for Jesus. Amen. Showing his mercy. We would not have experienced that wonderful gift of his grace. But I like what it said in Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. Naomi talking to Ruth after she came back from laying at his feet and, amen, and presenting herself submitting herself unto Boaz. Amen. Then says she, sit still, my daughter, until I know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished this thing this day. In other words, what? Amen. Naomi was telling Ruth, amen, after, amen, she had presented herself unto Boaz. Amen. She said, listen, Boaz, he's going to do what he's got to do to redeem you. Ain't she glad that he didn't sit down? Ain't she glad, thank God, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, knew where we were at? Amen. He didn't sit down short of Calvary. Amen. He did what he had to do, amen, to redeem mankind from a fallen condition. Glory! You see the trust, amen, she was showing in this wonderful picture. But then we see, not only the picture of the immigrant, but let's look at the person. Amen. We see that Boaz was that person that was going to redeem. Amen. In Scripture, amen, one that could redeem, there were three conditions that one could, to be able to redeem someone, there were three conditions you had to meet. One of them, you had to be able to redeem. Second one, you had to be one that could redeem. You had to be one that had the ability to redeem, and then the willingness to redeem. Find out that the near kinsman redeemer that was closer than Boaz, hey man, he said, yeah, I will redeem. He said, I've got the means to redeem. But he said, I'm not willing to redeem. You had to have all three. I'm glad we see that that person redeeming grace Boaz. Amen. He was one that could redeem. Because he was that near kinsman redeemer. Not only was he one that was that near kinsman redeemer that could redeem. Amen. But he had all the will. He had all the material thing. He had everything that he needed. Amen. To be able to redeem. Amen. That that belonged to Naomi, even Ruth. Then he had to be willing. You see, we see the person of grace. In that person, we see the same thing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God he was our near kinsman redeemer. You say, preacher, he took upon flesh and blood. Took upon the form of man. Amen. Became, amen, took upon humanity. Why? Though he could be our near kinsman redeemer. I'm glad, thank God, he got all the world. Amen. And hell and whole, all. He owned it all. He had the material things to possess it. And thank God, he was willing, amen, to redeem you and I. I'm glad, thank God, he is. That great redeemer. I'm glad we have been redeemed by grace. Amen. That person of grace. I'm glad. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, I believe it is, verse 3 and 4. Let me just read that right quick. Like Romans chapter 3, verse number 1 and 4. Word of God said this concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, amen, by the resurrection from the dead. Amen, we see a made of the seed of David speaks of his humanity. Amen, then it said declared to be the Son of God with power, amen, speaks of his deity. I'm glad, thank God, he took upon humanity so he could be our near kinsman redeemer. Amen, I'm glad that he did redeem us. Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Amen. I'm glad. I like that old song. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. That word redeemed means to buy back. To lay possession. I'm glad I became his. Amen. Because he loved me enough. Amen. See, he was willing. Amen. To do what he had to do. Amen. To be able to redeem. Amen. You and I that was lost and undone, good for nothing. He redeemed us by his precious blood. Been redeemed by grace. Not only do we see that person of grace, amen, but don't you notice the third thing? Amen, we see the picture of redeeming grace, the person of redeeming grace. Then we also see the plan of redeeming grace. Amen, we see the position that Boaz occupied. The Bible said in chapter 4, verse 1, then went Boaz up to the gate and set him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, hold such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Oh, that plan that Boaz had. Hey, man, when he realized what was fixing to transpire, he said, I'm going to do what I just like the verse said in chapter 18 when Naomi talked to Ruth. Said he'll not sit down until he does what he's going to. I'm glad, thank God, that the plan of redeeming grace was going to be fulfilled. Boaz was going to fulfill it. He'd done set his mind to it. There was nothing going to change it. I'm glad, thank God. Amen. When man fell out of grace, amen, when man sinned against God there in the Garden of Eden, amen, we were, amen, that bridge had been broken, that fellowship between man and God. I'm glad there had to be something, amen, something to reconcile. That had been broken. I'm glad that's what Jesus did. Amen. He said, now with a great plan of the grace of God before the foundation of the world, amen, he would redeem mankind. See that plan. Amen. The position, the occupied. Amen. The proposal that Boaz offered. He said, here's what's going to happen. Here, you take care of it or I will. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that, amen, the Bible said the law came. You know what the law was about? The law came, amen, to show mankind their sinfulness. To show you and I how low down we were. Amen. To bring that realization of sin in their life. But the law could not bring the coming there into perfect. In other words, the law could not bring redemption. The law could not bring salvation. The law could not bring reconciliation. The law was just a schoolmaster, the Bible says. I'm glad the plan of grace was that Jesus would come, born of a virgin. The plan of grace that he would live a perfect life. That plan of grace, brother, prepared that he would have died an old on an old rugged cross, shed his blood for the mission of mankind. Amen. Be buried and rise again the third day. Amen. Sit down at the right hand of the Father. Nearly sit down. Why? Because he finished it. I'm glad when he sat down at the right hand of the Father, he said, it's done. Oh, that plan of redemption that I had before the foundation of the world. Amen. It already put in place. I finished it. I'm glad, thank God, he didn't sit down. Brother Robin, till he did what he had to do to bring redemption to mankind. You and I were doomed for hell. Had no hope within ourselves. But I'm glad. Amen. Through that plan of redemption. Amen. He brought it for you and I. Not only see the plan of redemption, but we see the people for redemption. Amen, Ruth. Amen, the Bible said in Romans chapter, or Deuteronomy 23:3, the Bible said this, hopeless due to the law, Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their 10th generation. Shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever? By Jewish law, she had no right, amen, to anything the Jews did. She had no right to be able to enter into the congregation or be among the people. You and I had no right, thank God, to be considered having children of God. We had no right. We were heathen. Oh, but I'm glad the love, the redeeming grace of God said, that's the one I want. That's the one I died for. That's the one I want to redeem. That's what Boaz said. Listen, amen, the law says she had no right, but grace said she did. Oh, the law said there's no way, but grace said I am the way. I'm glad, thank God, that we all that people of grace undeserving, but God redeemed us even in the midst of our sin. Amen. Romans 5:8 said, dear, God commends his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In the midst of my sin, in the midst of my filth, he loved me. Oh, the Jewish law looked down upon Ruth and looked at a heathen thing. Amen, as a filthy thing. Oh, the Boaz looked down through the eyes of grace and a beautiful thing. And one that he wanted to, amen, spend his life with. He wanted, one that he wanted to be his wife. Oh, I'm glad that's what Jesus did for you and I. He didn't see us as everybody else did. He sees us through the eyes of love and grace. You're here today lost without God. People may have given up on you. You may have given up on yourself. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is looking through, at you through the eyes of grace, saying, I love you. Amen. I ain't done with you. I still got something great for you. If you'll only submit unto me, if you only give yourself unto me, amen, I'll give you a new beginning. I'll do for you what you not never thought would ever happen. I'll be able to touch you and help you because I can redeem you by the grace. Amen. That grace. She was helpless. Amen. Due to the law. Romans 7:21 says this, I found in the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. She was hopeless due to the law. Amen. She said, for by grace are you saved through faith that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We were hopeless. Ephesians 2:12, that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Oh, know that's me. But thank God, the grace of God reached down there to where I was, hopeless and helpless. Amen. Without hope, and made me a child of the King.
Amen.
You see, it was through that plan of grace. Gentiles were considered heathen nations. Amen. The Jews wouldn't have met much dealings with them. Didn't have the blessings that the Jews had. Didn't have the promise the Jews had until Jesus came.
Amen.
Thank God that we became part of the chosen. Why? Because of that redeeming grace. Oh, He loved us enough to say, I'm just going to even make them mine. I'm just going to take them. I'm glad the church is the bride of Christ. He said, I just want to make them mine. I want to marry them. I want them to be my children. I'm so glad that's what He did for you and I. We were redeemed by the grace of God. People were no people. People without hope. But thank God, because of grace. Amen. We found hope. We found life. Here's an old Moabitish girl. Amen. She was a widow. Didn't have much of a hope for the future. Here we find herself in a place where, although she was without hope, amen, grace found her. Oh, Boaz found her. She said, why are you even looking for somebody like me? Oh, but I'm glad that we are that people of grace. If you're here tonight and lost for that God, here tonight, say that maybe you, same shed that maybe you've always been in. Hey man, you got away from God. Hey man, you know where you need to be. It's that grace that's wooing you tonight saying, come back. Come back. I love you. And I want to provide for you. And I want to continue to work in your life. Then we say, last of all, not only the plan of grace to people for redeeming grace, but we see the power of redeeming grace. Hey man, the relationship it provided. Hey man, from an old heathen girl down in Moab that lost her husband, didn't much hope. Hey man, to a wife of a prominent citizen in the land of Bethlehem, Judah, named, thank God, Boaz. Thank God that's where I was. Lost it on my way to hell, Brother Perry. Had no hope. Oh, but thank God that cheered tonight. Revival meeting up there in that little building there. Thank God I found that relationship that I've been looking for. I found that partner. I found that one. I that loved me like nobody else would. I'm glad that day I accepted Him as Lord of my life. Hey, man, it took me, hey, man, from a prison house to a palace. It took me from the depths to the high. From the valleys, having sunk down the mire of sin, has set me on a solid rock.
Amen.
With hope for the future. Why, preacher? Because I've been redeemed by grace. Woo! Church, we need to realize we've been redeemed by the grace of God. That power. Amen. She became the wife. Amen. Of Boaz. Hey man, they began to rejoice. So look at 11 through chapter verse 17. The rejoicing that took place. Hey man, there because that she'd been redeemed by the grace. I want you to know the last of all the results that it produced. The seed that provided salvation to mankind. You see, it was through the seed of this old Moabite girl. Is that shouting material, church?
Amen.
It was through the seed. This old heathen girl, hey man, didn't know God. Hey man, had no hope for the future. But yet, through the redeeming grace of God, took her out of Moab and put her as a wife to Boaz. And thank God, and the child of Boaz and Ruth became a seed of the lineage of David.
Amen.
The lineage of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Preacher, what are you saying? I said I've been redeemed by grace. I've been redeemed by grace. But I want to close with this, and I'm done. Turn to the book of Titus, chapter number 2. I want to read a few verses, just a couple of verses. I want to close with this. Because I've been redeemed by grace. Amen. The Bible tells us, verse 11 of chapter 2 of the book of Titus, for the grace of God that it bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Because we've been redeemed by grace, honey, we ought to learn and know what grace is all about. Honey, can I say today, it is that grace. We live in a time today, a lot of folks, and us Baptists, and can I say that because I is one. Amen, we get a, I ain't going to say a bad rap because, amen, some folks, that, and like I said, I believe a lot of them, those folks, the same think they say they ain't never been saved. A lot of different denominations, I've heard them make their statement, well, you Baptists, I don't like you Baptists because y'all believe in grace. Thank God I do. Amen. I believe in grace. Well, they believe you can help me get out there and do what you want to, and the grace of God to, No, I don't. That's not grace. Honey, if you look at grace that way, you're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe you've never experienced grace. Honey, when you truly experience grace, you truly understand the meaning of grace because you've been redeemed by grace. Amen. You'll learn to do what that scripture said in Titus chapter 2, deny the worldly lust and all those things, that we should live righteously and soberly and godly in this world, looking for that blessed hope. You see, that's what grace teaches us. Honey, if we realize that we have been redeemed by grace, honey, I believe we're going to walk in that grace. And a lot of folks that, hey man, that say, well, as long as I do this and do that and do that, hey man, everything will be, I can get forgiveness, it'll be all right. You don't understand grace. If you've got that mentality about you don't understand grace. Hey man, grace teaches us to walk the way that the Bible teaches us to. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying, because we've been redeemed by grace, we need to always allow grace to be that teacher. Always allow that grace every time we get up. Say, Lord, thank you for that redeeming grace. Oh, Lord, let that redeeming grace, Lord, teach me to walk right. Amen. Act right, talk right. Lord, let that redeeming grace help me, Lord, to be able, amen, to stay away from the field of this world. Help me to stay away from the things that I don't need to be a part of. Lord, help me to always be looking for you. Realize, Lord, you're coming back. That's grace. Thank God I've been redeemed by grace. Every head bowed, that's the message. Father, we come to thee right now, touch upon hearts.